This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
The forum with Upundabe Myeza this morning. We're talking about neediness and how that might work out for you. Usually not well, but let's get some of your voice notes. First of all, Ndabe, yeah, as we said, it touches a lot of
yeah, it touches a nerve. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get some of the voice notes just to catch us up. If you are just joining us, this is where we're at.
Hello, this is Vanessa. Hey, Azwaibego Upundabe. Yazi lento ayibekayo ike yangihlupa othandweni lamodluli. Hey. Yabona lento ukuthi uthole lapho awusayithembi nokuyithemba na ukuthi lento eyindla irice yini. Hey, angihlupa usisi wefike nemfucumfucu yakudala manje ngicabanga uthando lakhe lakudala ukuthi kangathenjwana kunjani. Hey, wayifaka mina ekhanda. Ngathi singizithi sesihlukene sesizana nomunye usisi. Oh, yabuya lento. Sengasamthembile sisi wabantu engenzanga lutho. Hayi, ngiyabonga sisi Vanessa. I wish that there tongayivula kakhulu ndizwi wonke umuntu. Ayizwa lento hey, kanti ihlupha kanje ekhanda.
The ramifications of that type of relationship, Ndabe.
Yeah, that's very, very deep because what is happening, Vanessa, Ushawa isn't a zoo too. Ushawa a past that has messed him up. And at the same time, I won't say recycle, she get old feelings that he actually inherited from a past relationship. And gufale agatole ilondre, enze ilondre. And I'm going to emphasize that. Kuzo tingutalashka ilondre. I could split into Zara Pass because they're going to interfere with the way moving forward.
That's what we need to get to just now, some of those solutions so that we can stop repeating those behaviors, whether you're on the receiving end or whether you are on the giving end of this neediness. Let's just touch on a couple more of the voice notes that came through earlier.
So when this is V, ngibingelele naphotundabe, cha kule nikhuluma ngayo ke namhlanje, yeah, low self-esteem nje okokuqala. Ukuba nidi nje ya into eyenzakalayo uyabona nje njengoba seke wachaza ubuthi ndabe ukuthi khona omunye owakwenza kwelinye ikhaphula ukuthi angam-acknowledge upartner wakhe. Hey, thina abantu besilisa ave sithanda ngempela ukuthi isikhathi esiningi siqhayiswe. Ya, nabo abantu besifazane bayakwenza lokho. Kodwa i-most thina abantu besilisa ngingazi noma mhlawumbe kwenza ukuthi nami ngoba ngiwumuntu wesilisa yini. Kodwa nje siyathanda ukuthi mase kuya ngasehlangothini labantu besifazane sifuna ukuthi ngathi siyayiphakamisa, siyayigugumeza. Kakhulukazi njengoba echaza ukuthi makukhona mhlawumbe abangani, mhlawumbe ba-partner wakho, mhlawumbe bevakashile yabo, ufuna uku-offerisha nje asheshe aqhamuke nento azoqhamuka nayo. Kodwa futhi makuthiwa nje eyi khona okumcasula ngumuntu wesifazane udinwa manje eyi angasafuna lutho nje cela ungaqhubeka kakhulu ngizomosha isikhathi usiphesihle kagule ngiyabonga.
Ngoba
usahleka. Ayi, cause very shy le nto iqinisile. Angithi wena siyazi iqhamuka phi le nto? Iqhamuka from home. Nkosi yami incunco.
Oh,
ingane yami. Oh, ikhehla likababa. Ukhula naleyo nto busuzoyishaya usumdala. So can you imagine iqhamuka from your childhood yabo? And la ishaya khona esikhonkosini. Uthe it came from a low self-esteem. What best way to describe it? Because when we are insecure, Vanessa, we tend to attach quickly to our partners that we meet. It's all about insecurity. There is a side that I've deliberately delayed to express. Ele khalisa madoda la ukuthi athi mase nithi nina ke manje indlela esithanda ngayo isiyirongo iklinginess leyo bona what they are not seeing ukuthi iyodwa nje neediness iproblem. Now add clinginess into it, it's a bit of a problem. U partner can appreciate your neediness, ngokuthi akuvalidate, akunikeze that required assurance. But ke manje busuyitshofoza ngokuthi ke busuba clingy, you understand that? Uclingy nako, video call me, where are you, what are you doing, I'm not happy about the way you're dressing up. Yet at the same time, bakuthi ku inappropriate ukudressa inappropriate.
Yeah,
but inappropriate. I think a woman must dress up and be comfortable, express her sexuality, whatever she wants to become. Kona kwa log Vanessa uthole ukuthi ufake ingubo e-net kuvela i-string. Ah, come on, that's me. Yeah, ufake ingubo e-net ugqoke i-string. Uma ubheka le wonke umuntu
ubona yonke.
Yeah, so that's exhibitionism. It is a mental health issue, gale.
And your foot.
And your
Ziningi. Okay, we'll come back to more of those because I still want to get the difference also between the clinginess and the neediness. But let's take a voice note.
Yo, this way. How sharp would you be, Lamchand? Say, Zim Jones. I'm in a relationship for 7 years. I was a woman, Jad.
Unda phone le nje ungabikho nje hello. Hello wakho nathi kuphi nobani wenzani kanjani? Icina singena la namso senza sobabili siyajekhana ukuthi kuphi. Ngasemnandi nje monga ibamba ngephone ighost nje kanyiwe. Ay ay, sizokuthi ngize ngimuva ngasekhaya ngizohlala ngapha but nje ay yaphela ngasemnandi, yasemnandi impela. So nje namanje ngivele ngithi mangicaba ukuqala relationship serious ngicabangele yodwa ngithi ay ngithanda kabe ukukhululeka ba omandela basilele freedom. Sengiyibuyisele ejail. Sengivele ngisabe lokho nje ngesaba uqala relationship serious ay.
Got a little feral kind of banja about this freedom. That's ujabule. That's quite hectic. But here's another one that's come through. Hi, I've realized Uti, I am actually needy. As much as I don't want to admit it, I lack self-esteem, but it's true. What should I stop checking and manipulating? Because I want to know everything where you are, not because I'm tembi, but just to show that I care. Ngeke yini ati I'm either cheating or some tandy if I don't check.
Vanessa, that's manipulation and control though.
I'm
happy because he's a visible worse. When we begin to lose our sense of self, such kaluk monitor my relationship under surveillance, then you know you're in trouble. Mm. There's a serious problem. In fact, that is clinginess. Because trust. Now, how can you be in a relationship with somebody that you don't trust? So again, that's a situation, Vanessa, where we are putting ourselves into a double bind by these habits that we're talking about now. Basically, relationship can look like some cracks. Then, akale akhulume nomuntu sober. Upatne mchela ngale challenge anayo. Akhulume nomuntu who is affirmed. Self-affirmed, self-validating, and self-accepting. Best ever tempted even to talk further about his or her own emotions to him. Unconsciously, a relationship develops from those people, and they feel their space is so healthy. It's one thing, Vanessa. It's one thing to love your partner. It's another to survey your partner.
Always that fine line between the two. It's so fine. It's ridiculous on this topic. And we're about to get to solutions, but I want us to get to two of the voice notes that have just come through and Ndabe and have a listen to what Umlaleli has on their mind.
Yazi mina ngihlandane nomuntu umnyeni wami engishade naye ukewa ube nenkinga before kwaze kumuntu adethandana naye kwaze kwaba ukuthi umthole lengane ngesiyona eyakhe wayikhulisa lengane yaze yandala so mayesezohlangana nami ey ngiyabona ukuthi kunezinkinga ngampela ngwamale kushuthi umqondo wakhe usele emuva yazi abe nenkinga ngisho ngakuthiwa ke mhlambe noma ugqokile nje sesivenesa uyaqoke into ekufanelayo umuhle yena akumphathi kahle lokho engazuthi ungazuculise yena uthathe lokho okungekho kuhle kakhulu noma okungakufanele ugqoke kona ukuze abe nethemba lokuthi ayikho mhlawumbe into ozomenzela yona e-wrong. Inzima nje lento nkosi yami inzima ngoba igcina kwawena isigqilaza nomqondo yonke into uvele ungazi ukuthi ngempela kahle kwenzakalani.
You know, the first thought I had when I heard the voice note was, is this neediness? And you said?
I said it's anti-sex equation, mm-hmm. where you find your partner criticizing your sexuality expression, not sex as in physical. In your outlook, because it's a repetition of the pain that he experienced in the past. And we equal it to the child that came out of that union yabo ongeyona eyanki of which I'm sure we thola nge DNA ukuthi yikinsa yona ingane yakhe. So at the end of the day, my biggest appeal to the emotions of this lovely sister is that engathi bangathola usizo ngomyeni wakhe so that we counseling benze cognitive behavior therapy will help a lot so that you put ezobuka where he comes from and understand what is happening now. Akwazi ukureframe ama thoughts akhe bese kuthi towards the end I generate yena not umuntu ozobe bakhansela but ama solutions that will help them ukuthi ashift from the old relationship as acquainted with new spontaneous dynamics that are existing in the present relationship. It's just being in the present moment here.
Okay, let's take this voice note before we go to solutions.
Good day, Vanessa and Pudabe. I think, this is such a touchy topic because it's so relevant and these things are happening. So well done on the topic. And I think finally Slungi is impela because there's a psychological impairment that I associate with people abanjalo who are too clingy and controlling and to a point where you're really not free in a relationship. I see you again, Ilendo, this over-texting, please. Jemang Shogani, Jugutsabonunjani, thanks, bye. Have a good day. It's enough. Thank you, bye.
Jometi, thank you. Bye. I'm feeling like we're needing Dabe. What is he saying about us?
Yeah. Vanessa, I must actually say over texting.
Yeah.
It forms part of a clinginess.
But for me, that's the thing. I'm like, I want us to get to the nitty gritty now because this is where we head towards solutions. So I don't want us to get confused and lost in being negative, having negative thoughts about some of the behaviors that we might have. If I'm dating you, for example, Ndabe, and I wake up in the morning and you send me a good morning, sutapai, whatever, have a wonderful day. Somewhere in the day, then I come across maybe a meme or a story or Gwine or President or and I'm sending you information or I'm sending you jokes. So I'm sending you things, not a checker, just as part of sharing because you're part of my community, my tribe. You are part of my tribe.
That's understandable, Vanessa.
So that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
So what kind of texting is too much? What is the content of that text?
It goes like this. I was not happy with our discussion this morning. I hope Ntambamas is okay.
So it's always
basically. Oh, Uma Ufunimali.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to
All right, continue.
So I was saying what we should understand, Vanessa, and accept is that a clinginess on its own is caused by feelings of insecurity, self-doubt, and anxiety about the future. Pagatwam now. So umang logung rehearsing and repeating this in my mind, gizokala ngik abuse unconsciously, thinking I'm on the right track and I'm very much on the wrong track. So psychological impairment. Iko nagma relationship impairment because people have lost the path of how they should conduct themselves. Somebody at some stage for the sense. You show any conduct in relationships. I think it's so neat.
I think it is. A good guideline.
Neediness is repulsive. Let's be honest about it. Very repulsive. When I say repulsive,
that's why I said to you, I'm waiting for my defensive side to rear its head on this topic because I think, hear me out. I think at the time, that person, because we've said that the behavior stems from something that either happened to you in a previous relationship or your childhood where something was lacking or something that has happened to you that has now caused you to be this way. I also have to feel a bit sorry for the person who is needy. And I know that's kind of counterproductive. But I do. It's like almost like a kazenzi. And that's the first time I say that about a psychological issue.
I can tell
issue.
You now, which we need to say value the program. Somatization. And I understand. I mean, how am I going to sit through that program, really? You know that. We are raising the level of consciousness. The purpose of Men's Forum is to raise the level of consciousness so that this is about healthy, emotionally, be conscious of ourselves and do things that are right, that serve our greater selves.
Mm-hmm. And for that also, I always love the fact that once you heal yourself, because that's also part of that purpose, is once you heal yourself, you also, especially if you've got kids, you pass on something a better legacy, an emotional legacy, which is more important than any money or cars or anything else. So exactly. It's important to heal yourself. There's a message that's just come through that says, hey, this topic is like the case of all is not lost or not all is lost. Clinginess and neediness. Which, geez, I think I need more wine. It's one of those topics that gets you to the cellar or the fridge. Okay, so we've talked about trying to then heal the neediness as an individual so that you don't completely continue that path, because it's destructive to you and the other individual. So practically, if I've decided today I'm needy, tomorrow morning or even later this afternoon, what can I do?
Contrary to many fears that it could be something so big that people cannot comprehend, it's easy. It's easy, Vanessa. Self-love is more than just wearing an expensive makeup, titivating and preening yourself in order to look the way that you expect people to love you. It's about going deep inside of yourself and touching base with your shadow. We spoke about the shadow in
people. Last week, yeah.
Yes. So self-love, self-awareness, self-worth, self-esteem and self-care are the pivotal fountains around which your true self and nature can sprout and ooze out. And when you begin to look at those and institutionalize them around your space, you'll begin to see yourself differently. Uma uhamba uye esibukweni uyobona a different someone. Say, for instance, self-awareness. Be aware of everything that is happening around you whilst it happens, so that it can not alter or deviate your greater purpose. Understand what is self-esteem is what is nothing else but self-worth. If you don't value yourself, it's very difficult for people out there that can value yourself. You're like a person, I'm a cruisin, you know that. In your mind, you are a cruisin maker. God, I'm a suspect, I'm a cruisin, I'm a cruisin, I'm a cruisin.
I'm not even commenting, yeah?
Don't even. Then, Vanessa, comes self-care. This is interesting. You'll be shocked, Mladele Kayoguti, when I talk about self-care, it starts with food that you eat. Vanessa, you cannot have holy thoughts if you are eating unholy food. You cannot have holy thoughts, holy thinking, holy attitude if you are eating rubbish. All the junk that you're filling your body with is going to generate an energy. That energy is junk. So your output is junk all the time. Couple that with childhood emotional trauma and wounds, then you're in dire straits. What I'm saying, remember that anxiety screaming eye, your anxious attachment.
What I would just like to quickly ask you before we let you go and ask you for your details, is it possible to heal from your neediness while in a relationship that has always experienced you
exactly
as needy?
By doing it data and reconnoitering of things that are affecting both of you and greatly seeking help. They need help. Vanessa, here's the deal. Trust your instinct. Your inner self knows best. But I've got a warning, a lovely, ndabentle warning. You'll not always like what your instinct tells you. You'll not always like what your instinct tells you, but go with it.
Never led you down the wrong path. Never. Yeah. Ndabe, how do people get a hold of you? You say we need help. How do we get it?
07666-33954. 07666-33954.
Thank you once again, Ndabe, for your knowledge and wisdom. And,
thank you, South African Azania, wherever you are.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Take care.
Till noon with Vanessa Marawa, Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. till 12 p.m.